Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tausch?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no... You're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Tuesday edition. The where exactly are all of us edition. The welcome to California edition. The can't wait to get Tausch's takeaways. Odd to not have him on a Monday after a Packers game and a Packers victory. After that edition. And the do we have Chris Canty scheduled for tomorrow? Or are we going to get everyone associated with Unsportsmanlike, which I listened to for part of my drive down here to Milwaukee, and then I switched over to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Dude Tuesday with Josh DiMaggio edition of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker. Streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. And, of course, everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios until about halfway through the show.
That is correct.
And then he's leaving. Am I able to tell people what you're doing?
Yes, I am told that is fair game for everyone to be able to know.
Well, stay tuned. We'll tell you what it is momentarily. And from a truly undisclosed location, he is the Packers Hall of Famer. He is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good, buddy. How are you guys doing?
What are you doing, and where are you doing it?
Oh man, I'm just out grinding, dude. I don't know if you fully comprehend the grind that old T's on. I'm out in, I don't know how I'd put this. This is definitely a break, a little vacation.
Okay,
but it's also going to be work, so it's kind of a poo-poo platter. I would have
a workation.
Like you said, my first Monday I've missed after a Packer game in the 9 years we've done. It's my first
Is that
Monday.
True?
Yes.
Have we confirmed that?
Is outside there, of a bye week? Yes.
Jesse Nelson stats and information confirm. Has that? Okay.
Yeah, you can confirm that. So
I didn't love it,
but this was the only option I had flight-wise and everything else. So I'm super excited to discuss. I listened to a little bit of you and Blue yesterday. You guys were great. And
he's good.
Yeah, he's really good. So I'm going to be out working / vacationing for the next 2 weeks, grinding away until the Wisconsin Badgers get back on track against the USC Trojans. That's what old T's going to be doing.
So you're out there scouting the Trojans. do we have the Bruins on the schedule too? Or?
No, there's no Bruins. I was thinking about heading up to Oregon just to get some,
advanced
intel.
Yeah,
some intel there. Even I know we don't play the Huskies this year. I don't think. I might go up to the Huskies.
Who do the Vandals have this week?
Yeah.
I don't know. They had a great win last week against Albany.
That's a big win.
So, yeah, you factor all that in. I'm just trying to figure out how we can right that ship. I'm getting acclimated to the West Coast part of the Big Ten, and now that's what I'm doing.
And are you like at a dentist's office, like waiting to be Mr. Tauscher? Like, what is that room?
So I wanted to go outside because I am in beautiful country. I'll be at a different spot the next probably 2 weeks. I'm going to be bouncing around some days. The problem is you realize there's time change.
I've heard that. Yes.
It's 7 a.m. where I'm at.
Grinder.
And there was not a ton of light. So, and then with Wi-Fi and things like that, there's a beautiful little vista. I'm going to try and give good vistas because I finally, thank you, Jesse. Thank you, Fight, all of our crew at Good Karma to get me this scenario so I could actually jump on the video stream in comparison to my old school iPad I had. So I'm good. It's working today, so I'm excited about that, and I'm good to go. What are you doing in Milwaukee is my question.
I'm going to go see a partner. I'm seeing my teammates down here. But more importantly, the first question everyone asked was, you're going down the slide? No.
Why aren't you going to go down the slide?
Because I have a partner meeting, which I'm looking forward to. But Jesse Nelson is going down Bernie's slide today?
Wow.
This now, is a Wisconsin sports bucket list, top of the list item for me to do today. There are a few things I would drop everything in the world to go do. This is one of them.
If you had a conflict.
There's more than a few things. If you can get out of work, you pretty much do anything, if we're being fair.
Well, the best part is this is technically work, so that's even better.
That is the beauty of it.
What if it would have happened during the state bowling and you would have had to skip your bowl stream TV and opened up the possibility of getting Wally pipped by
Gabe Neitzel,
Matt LePay, any of the outstanding play-by-play voices above you on the food chain.
Circumstances are, I think we're equal playing fields. Just
of course you do.
Skillful in our different respects. Circumstantially, if it was a once-a-year thing and it was like, okay, this is the only day of the year that this is happening, you have to do this instead of go down Bernie's slide, sure, I would say that. Like, if the Packers were playing in the Super Bowl or I had to go down Bernie's slide, like, I'd watch the Packers in the Super Bowl. There's different circumstances you can put on things. But as far as just, you know, regular, like, it's like saying, you know, are the Packers going to win this week, you know, pending injury or whatever. Like, assuming it's a normal day of activity, this is top of the list. Number one, going down Bernie's slide.
And just to be clear, the Brewers are not at home.
No, they are.
They are at home.
Huge
like, are
series,
you going?
Yeah.
You're not going down the
they're
slide.
The Phillies are trying to close up shop.
I know that they are on the verge of clinching, and their magic number is 2. I'm a little confused. Then, are you going to actually go down the slide when a home run is hit?
No.
Or how is that working?
No, although I have said the celebrity guest slider is the way the Brewers should go about starting every game. And just like Seattle has someone as the 12th man waving the flag.
Brought to you by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin.
Yeah, all the ringing of the bells. Like, if Ryan Braun showed up for game one of the playoffs and slides down the slide and waves the flag and gets everybody going, like, how cool would that be?
Good idea, actually.
Celebrity slider, definitely something that should happen. And I don't know, I'd draw a Wednesday game.
Qualify
a Wednesday game in April against like the Oakland Athletics, maybe I would qualify. Yeah.
All right, so they play tonight, so you're doing this afternoon.
This is an afternoon activity for the ESPN Milwaukee team and some extended members, me included. I'm really, you know, thankful to be included in the opportunity to do this. So super excited. When this came up a couple of days ago, it's going to be awesome. I can't wait. And we'll have video. We'll have pictures. I'll share as much as I can of what the experience is like. And hopefully I don't break my arm like that one dude from the Dodgers did a couple of years ago.
Do you
doing
have to
it.
Sign a waiver?
Yes.
So dangerous. You have to sign a waiver. I was told by Gabe that he doesn't know how that guy broke his arm. Having done it himself, he said that he does not think you are in danger. Because that was my concern for you. Was that you would break your bowling arm and it would affect your ability to roll a 300 someday when you do that. So stay safe. We're excited for you. We look for Tausch, would you have done this had you not been in California?
No, I don't think so.
Why okay.
Not? No, I don't. I just don't think I would. I don't think that's something. First off, I don't know what the weight restriction is on that. That's the first question I have to ask.
I was not going to say that, I'll tell you.
I will. And if I have to do anything with my left knee as it's currently constituted, I don't feel great. No, I'm being serious. Like,
I know you're being serious. It's that bad.
I would want to go head first, which is probably not smart because I don't have to jack my shoulder up. So it's not as big a deal. Like I think it's fun. And if I was lighter and had better legs, I'd probably think it'd be a ton of fun. But I'd much rather throw out the first pitch or take BP or the stuff that I've been able
Sabathia's
to do.
CC Sabathia's pants.
In CC Sabathia's pants. That would be more up my speed than probably going down the slide.
You would go head first?
No, I'm saying I'd probably have to.
It's a tough spot. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. All right, so if you're a big fan of Jesse, which I don't know how long that list is.
That alienates the group.
You will. It trims it down slightly, sure. I'm curious. So we'll have access to your slide. We will get to see it. Is it being live streamed? Is it appointment, social media viewing? What's the plan?
That I don't know. My main concern is getting there on time. Once we're there on time, we'll figure out how this is all happening. But I'm told they're recording all of them.
How many people that are listening or watching would just chomp to go and do this? I bet most fans would love this. Would this, and then just the doing the roll out the barrel deal at Lambeau from a fan standpoint would be another one. What are the other things that...
Yeah, what else is on the list? Jesse, you called this the Wisconsin sports fan bucket list.
I take it BP and throwing out the first pitch has to be on your bucket list.
So like, So I did many, many, many years ago, the Admirals did the human hockey puck.
Okay.
Where they like slingshot you down the ice.
That was a cool one.
That was fun. That was very fun.
I can't picture you doing that ever.
There's video. I have video.
Okay. I can't. What were you, like 20? There's no way you did this before. You didn't do this.
Paul and I were dating. So,
okay, I was going to say. Because Lord knows you would think you could, when you had, once you had kids, I'm guessing.
2007-ish, maybe?
That ended.
Yeah, well, okay. So I think that's a good one.
Okay.
What about, like, the Bucks obviously have a myriad of contests that they do, like making a half-court shot. Would that be something at a game that you would want the opportunity to try to do?
That would be right up my wheelhouse. I'd love to do that.
I mean, it feels to me like the slide. It's the slide and then anything else.
The slide's pretty cool.
It's pretty high. I mean, literally high up there on the list.
I honestly think when the dude from the Dodgers busted his hand, that spooked people. Like when he busted his arm up.
It's the first thing I think of.
Before that, I don't think anyone ever thought, oh, you're going to get hurt doing a slide. Now, that does come into it. But I think that would be cool. Your whole slingshot deal at the Admirals. Mm-hmm. All that stuff is great. I think throwing out the first pitch, having the crowd there, I think that would be – doing the coin toss at Lambeau. I don't know what else you could do at Lambeau.
For those who haven't experienced the jump around at Camp Randall Stadium, I think that's going to be on the list.
But everybody can do that. This has got to be something that is unique.
So, the one thing at Lambeau that I always loved was when they would bring out the jugs machine and put a helmet on a random person and called it the kicks. Crunch time catch. Yeah. It was like presented by some sort of pickle company. Yes. So that one, but that you're like setting yourself up for a pretty high level of embarrassment if you like don't catch the ball and trip and fall over yourself with it.
Correct.
Because for those of us that don't wear football helmets, generally speaking, that's not easy to do.
No,
like
it's not.
It throws off your equilibrium and it's pretty heavy. So, all right. 844-770-3776 is the number. 844. We have to be missing some that we're not thinking of here.
Yeah.
Shooting and possibly making a half court shot to win a car at a Bucks game would be great. But again, I think the slide wins in a landslide.
I don't know. I think for me, I saw Big Cat from Barstool shooting at T-shirt gun off last week. I'd be all in on that. That looks fun too.
Sam Decker shooting the Bratzuka at the minor league game, the Timber Rattlers.
I still think throwing out the first pitch is or BP, just for me. That's what I would pick over the slide.
So you have, I threw out a first pitch at a Mallards game, which was great.
Okay.
You have done it at a Brewers game?
I do believe so. I think I've done it.
I feel like you would remember that.
Yeah, I know I've done BP. I was able to go catch pop-ups and do all that stuff. So
fungos.
I've even thrown out a first pitch at a Peoria Chiefs baseball game, single A affiliate. You, so look at us. We've all thrown out a first pitch.
Awesome. Apparently they let anybody throw out a first pitch.
Yes, definitely.
All right. Well, one of the bucket list items that I checked off recently was heading to the Pella Experience Center and then having our brand new beautiful window installed at the front of our home, the bay window in our front of our house. It's beautiful. It looks amazing. It's like hitting for the cycle, I hear.
It is. It's like the bucket list item for people that need windows. That's what you need to get is Pella Indeed. Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. They are the window and door equivalent of hitting for the cycle. Pella manufactures all of their own products, and each one of those products gets tested thousands of times to ensure that it stands the test of time. Quality craftsmanship and innovative design are built into every Pella product for timeless beauty and performance. Order up by September 30th. Can you believe September's halfway done already? Huh?
Isn't that flies crazy? By, doesn't it?
It does. Well, you have until September 30th to get as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Visit PellaWI.com today to learn more.
We continue with Tausch in California. Jesse in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. Big Cat and I. And Alex Stroff is here too. Wow, it's a cavalcade of stars. In the one call, that's all Gruber Law Offices ESPN Milwaukee studios. And then Jesse leaving to slide down Bernie's slide. We are looking for your Wisconsin fan bucket list. And I'm not saying, oh, going to a World Series game. Like activities. Like Jesse's going to do sliding down the slide. What's on your list? What can we come up with? We've got Evan Cohen coming up a little bit later in the hour. More Wilde and Tausch. Straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio. Ready to roll, ready to rock, ready to give it all I've got. Gotta live to win, get up, get out, get
even. Ready to roll. Continuing from the Grubelovs is one call, that's all studios in Milwaukee for me. The Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios for Jesse. And Dr. Jeff Wilson, DDS, where Tausch is waiting to get his cleaning in somewhere in California. All right, did we come up with it? Jesse, I know you're eager to get sliding down the slide, but have we gotten any texts? I've got the Milwaukee text line here for 800-990-3776 right in front of me. It's going to be very distracting.
Oh boy.
So if you want to text that number, I have access to it. I'm very excited about this. But Jesse, I don't have any texts. Do you have any on ideas for your Wisconsin bucket list other than Bernie's slide and hitting batting practice wearing CC Sabathia's pants, which I feel like trumps everything.
There is one, I think, very obvious one that has not been mentioned yet, that a text from a 920 number. Remember, tell us your name and where you're texting from when you text us so we can update
that. Scolding people.
Running the sausage race.
I did that.
Running the
sausage.
That's a good one.
That's definitely one that, you know, if you've never been able, I've never done it. And being able to say at some point, I ran the sausage race would be a pretty awesome thing.
I will find the story I wrote that is rife with dad jokes for the State Journal after I ran it. Again, another example of doing things that I did before I had children. but it was really fun and it was really cool. All right.
Couple of Packers ones. Matt Coonan says, I would need a significant boost, but being able to do a Lambo leap would be pretty cool.
That's a good one.
Mike in Sheboygan, just being on the field at Lambeau before the game, watching warmups, chat with a player or two or a coach. That would be just surreal for Mike in Sheboygan to just be there and be part of that.
Okay.
I think you should have to try and catch the punt off the jugs machine because that looks very hard to me.
You got that little quarterback challenge too that you try to rifle the ball through an unnamed company through those little, you know, where they go. Holes in there and you got to fire them through there.
Yeah, they do that at the college football playoff and such, right? And people throw it like underhand,
doing
chest passes.
doing the
instead of
yeah, it's a soda company that does that.
Yeah.
All right. Surprising how many sales that soda company. I didn't realize they're such a juggernaut. But
I'm not 100% sure who you're talking about, but be that as it may. All right,
I'm a Pepsi guy.
I know
we're
you
Pepsi
are
folks. Yeah, we love Pepsi here.
I know you are full of hot takes and opinions from the weekend.
Yes.
I don't know how strong or extensive your takes will be on what occurred at Camp Randall Stadium, but your thoughts.
Not a great day there. Yeah, we'll steer clear of that for now as I'm doing some recruiting on the Trojans. Just going to get back on that horse. All we can do is get back
Trojan horse. Yeah, that's
find
good.
Find out what this group is made out of. You get slapped in the face, like Fickle said, you know. You haven't gotten your butt whooped. That was a butt whooping. So we'll see. We'll discuss that later. But we talked about it on the Green Bay game night, and I know you asked LaFleur this. I tweeted this out because I have a pretty good sense. I don't know Matt LaFleur well, but I know coaching, and I know how coaches think. And my guess would be, and I really felt this way when I played, and I fortunately didn't have a ton of these opportunities to play with a backup quarterback. Or, you know, there was times where Cliffy didn't play, and as a group offensively with the Dolphins, the sushi game, it was really awesome for us because Cliffy's such a good player. Let's overcome. And it just, because it says a lot about you, what you're able to do when you don't have your best. I've always felt, from an athletic standpoint, it's so blank and awesome when you can do something nobody thinks you can do. And when you do it with people that if you don't have all your best and you found a way to win, those games are so meaningful. And I was hurt, but Jason, you always referenced the when we went into New England and beat Tom Brady, the defending champs, with guys that we had just signed on Wednesday playing defensive back. I would bet Mike Sherman would tell you that's one of his favorite wins. I would guarantee, and I think you asked Matt LaFleur, not it's his most important win or anything, but just meaningful.
Yeah.
Because Malik Willis is there 19 days. I have to craft something that's going to be able to be executed and beat a team that a lot of people had thinking they're pretty good. And for that offense to do what they did and to play the game plan and stick to it, because you heard not boos, but murmuring at the end of the half. And Matt LaFleur afterwards is like, well, heck no. Why would you do it? We have a lead. You work through it. You find a way to win. The way that game shook out was just from my fan standpoint, not everybody else's. Everybody loves offense. I get that. I love that game because that was grit. That was old school. That was physical, tough, hard-nosed football. And for our team to be able to execute that, we have not done that in a while here. And when we did it, I thought it was as impressive of a win as Matt LaFleur has had as a coach because of the circumstances that he was put in.
So I want to get further into that, and also the 24-hour rule, which I brought up to LaFleur yesterday, because that was great. It was a great game plan. They had all kinds of, as Bulaga and I talked about yesterday, all kinds of really interesting variations on the runs that they ran, right? The fake jet sweeps and motions and misdirection, and that all worked. And basically what I said to LaFleur was, hey, great game plan. Now what the hell are you going to do? Because and he acknowledged it, right? Because, look, it was great. It worked to perfection. And he deserves a ton of credit. Yeah, sure. And then they went to five defensive linemen, and you can ask why they didn't do that earlier. And Bulaga had a great
I'm telling you right now, if you're Indianapolis, if whatever the Wilding and Tausch version of Indianapolis sports talk is, they're crucifying that coach. And they should.
Gus Bradley, the defensive coordinator.
No, I also put it on the. I mean,
and Shane Steichen, the head coach.
Listen, defensive coordinator, we know defensive coordinators take a lot of heat. You cannot allow what they did. Like, that's coaching malpractice, what the Indianapolis Colts did. You force Malik Willis to throw the football. And if he Tannehills you, like the Titans did with Derrick Henry a couple years ago, you kind of like
tip your cap, as you like to say.
But this was the case. And I give the guys up front a ton of credit because they were mixing and matching, bringing safeties down. It wasn't like they weren't trying to stop the run. But they did not go with the bare front, which is you cover up the center and the two guards. They didn't do any of that to take away some of that. And Green Bay just schemed and maneuvered and had these guys guessing. And that was Matt LaFleur. So for as much grief as you want to give Matt LaFleur on other stuff, he was on point. And for people that were saying, well, what about the second half? You got to win the game. And you knew Jeff Hatton, you felt like your defense was going to smother him. And that old boy was going to throw picks and be sloppy with the ball, which is exactly what happened.
It is, so no doubt.
You should give him credit. You know, for anyone saying, "Well, you didn't put the gas pedal to the floor. You didn't need to. You put it in cruise control and said, "Yeah, we're just gonna go." You don't need to. You don't always need to be riding, you know, curves at 70 miles an hour. Take it easy and steady when you can. After you've found a way to get that lead. And that's why I thought, what a beautifully executed plan. And when you can execute a beautiful plan, that's a good feeling as a coach.
All right, I want to get caught up with you since we didn't have you yesterday. Some more of your thoughts on that game. I also want to talk about what I asked Matt LaFleur. I think we have the audio clip
vomit
somewhere.
Ball. The vomit ball?
I do. I also want to get to that because Brian Bulaga informed us that he never – no, save it for later.
A lot of vomit around this team this year.
It's funny that he loves that word vomit.
Like he sure does. And I do want to know what the heck they do next. I really do because that's great that it works so well against the Colts. It ain't going to happen against Tennessee. So now what? We'll talk about that coming up, but we've got Evan Cohen scheduled on the other side. After Tausch tells us, you got all your sheets there? Did you take all your sheets to California?
I did.
Tell us about AmFam, man.
Well, Packer fans, we're talking about all these great Mount Rushmores of fan activities. Well, if you're looking for the ultimate game day experience, American Family Insurance has you covered. Picture this. Hitting your very own VIP tailgate party, then cheering on the Packers from jaw-dropping seats. No voice inflection here. Enter the Dream Week. I put a note down. Enter the Dream Weekend Sweepstakes to win amazing game tickets, a private tailgate, exclusive Jordan Love merch. I can't guarantee. Maybe we'll have some Malik Willis merch too. No guarantees on that. And much, much more. Sounds incredible, right? Well, don't miss out. Visit amfam.com/Packers to enter. And you have until the stroke of midnight on October 21st to get that done. Again, amfam.com/Packers. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Do you think if someone showed up and they're like, hey, we're out of the Love jerseys, but we got the Malik Willis one here for you, that someone would be like, oh, sweet.
I think that'll be more of a collector's item. I'm going to promise you this. If you want to bust somebody on trivia, ask them who won the 400th game as a starting quarterback for the G&G. That will be a trivia question nobody will get in 10 years. Nobody.
Is it Malik Willis?
Yes.
Was that their 400th win?
Yeah.
Quarterback wins aren't a stat. All right, we will be joined by...
Until the State Journal writes, the trivia question of the week is brought to you by Zimbrick. And who is the quarterback?
Chuck Ebbs is the correct answer. Chuck Ebbs. All right, Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike joins us next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
We're on the Packers.
Jaden Reed just keeps showing you that he's an explosive playmaker.
Because we're on Wisconsin Sports.
That's what being a number one receiver is about.
Nobody covers the green and gold like 100.5 ESPN.
You know what that music means? We spent time with Michelle Smallman yesterday. I assume Canty's on the docket for tomorrow. It is Evan Cohen on Wilde and Tausch. Evan, good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys. How are you guys?
Well, we're all on pins and needles. Tornado room. What happened over the weekend? Did you give away Tausch's seat like you should have? You got to fill us in. For those who missed it, give a little backstory, and then let's get to it on old T and his popularity in the greater Madison Metroplex.
Or lack thereof. Okay, so let's dive into this here. I came into town, which I had an amazing time in Madison, as I always do, because it's the greatest place in the world. And I was
Professor Hoyt, very excited to see you, by the way. Posted on Facebook about you.
Did he really?
Yeah, he's very proud of you.
Can you send me a screenshot of that?
Why don't you guys do this off air?
Are you not friends with the guy on Facebook, even though he's like one of your best friends?
He's your mentor and you.
I don't have Facebook.
Correct. I actually knew that, and I did screenshot it, and I was going to send it to you, and then I forgot.
Please do. We've got Tausch.
Here's the irony. You and I briefly have an exchange about you getting a photo of what Professor Hoyt posted, and the king of planning the show on the air is getting after us.
Because
for doing it. So
you bust my chops when I do this. So, yes, accurate. That's how this works.
Jason. All right, Evan, the floor is yours. Sorry.
Did you write anything about it? Okay, so anyway. I was in Madison on Friday. I did see the aforementioned Professor Hoyt. I brought him by the office. It was awesome being in the ESPN Madison office with all the teammates there. It was tremendous. And Friday night, I went to Tausch's show with Jonathan Zaslow at Buck and Honey. Shout out to Tommy and the team there. Awesome event. Barry Alvarez, Ron Dane, Tarek and Derek, Nordy, all the ex-Badgers were there. And, boy, Buck and Honey's Monona. Oh, my God, is that a great spot. And Tommy does an awesome job there. Great food, great environment. Jim Rutledge actually did a halfway decent job, from what I gather, hosting it. And then afterwards, we had been building up for this big dinner at Tornado, and that's in Madison, a nice steakhouse for anybody who's unaware. Tausch refused to make the reservation. I had to make the reservation as a result. By me having to make the reservation, we got a note from our guy Curly, who reached out to make the reservation for us. I put in the invite. I'm a big calendar invite guy. I put in the invite reservation under Curly for four. Yep. We had a fifth. I will get to that in a second. We show up there. It is Steve Policino, who's the president of Good Karma Brands, and I show
big
up.
Big dog. Big dog.
A couple of minutes after Tausch and Matt LePay, the voice of the Badgers. Now, I should also note, Steve and I were in sport coats and dress shirts. Matt was in a beautiful polo shirt looking great. Tausch was wearing a hat, a free ESPN Madison shirt, and shorts and red socks. Okay?
Yes.
They got there before us. We walk in, and Tausch says, they don't have the reservation. There's nothing under your name. And I was like, well, because it's not under my name, it's under the name Curly, like I put in the invite. So not only could Tausch not get the reservation, he couldn't read the invite, which is amazing. Then I had to convince them that we actually are Curly, right? Yep. Because they told him a different name. So Tausch is now, basically they're accusing us of lying in that spot.
I'm sabotaging. It was a saboteur's move, for sure.
I mean, it was unbelievable what you pulled off.
Yeah,
Greg Scalzo, formerly of Scalzo and Brust, and now, of course, runs the market
real
in Milwaukee.
Big dog. Yeah, all the big dogs.
He showed up as well. And so I said, Tausch, just get him in. Just, get a seat for him. Tausch started talking to them. He could not pull off a fifth seat at our four-person table.
That's true.
And Greg had to leave. Tausch had one job once he didn't do the other three jobs and could not pull it off.
And if I may, Evan, once that happened, Evan could not have given two rips less. He's like, oh, that's too bad for Scales. Okay, got it. So if we're being honest,
that's not true.
Oh, it's 100%
true.
Scalzo knows it. You hurt Scalzo's feelings with that, too.
but continue.
I texted him after apologizing.
Nah, yeah,
after
tough
you, you did nothing.
I did absolutely nothing. Totally agree.
That's you definitely did nothing.
Yeah, I did.
And
continue.
Let's also be fair. Hold on. Let's also be fair on one other thing. I said to Tausch, I said, can you hook me up with a press pass for the game and make sure Chris McIntosh comes by the broadcast location on Saturday with gear? Okay?
Yep, I did say all that.
Neither of the two, LePay, to his credit, LePay shows up to the dinner with my press pass, and Jason, I kid you not, a bag of five brand new tag on Badger shirts for me. How about that?
Wow.
Yeah, so
I would say if we're gonna rank performances at the dinner, I would say that Steve Ballantyne are far and away number one.
Yeah, he was. But now he definitely talked the most, that's for sure.
Oh, my God. We were lucky. So Steve is the guy, for those listening, formerly Steve and Craig show, but every friend group had that friend that doesn't shut up. Steve was able to save LePay and Tausch's voice for the next day.
Yeah, he was great. Oh my God.
He also, and this is not something to joke about, but I'm not kidding. At one point, he had a seizure during the meal. I don't know what happened. He was talking to LePay about
not
golf.
A real seizure.
I don't know what
not
happened.
A real seizure,
yeah.
Jason. He wasn't like convulsing.
All right,
but Tausch, back me up on that.
No, I'm not gonna use the term seizure, but he definitely had an episode. I'll put it that way.
And then Tausch made a reference to basketball, and Steve started screaming at him about a report.
Yeah, he got mad at my basketball.
It was very odd. But yes. I would say, all in all, we had a very good dinner, a very good time. Long dinner, but very good dinner.
It was a long dinner, and Matt stayed up later than he wanted to. So, Evan, you have all your grievances out. All of that stuff is true. I could not get a fifth chair because the place was jammed to the rafters. Had Scal stuck around for a half hour longer, I think he could have, but I don't blame him for not. But let me ask you this, Jason and Jesse. Evan, you'll have to not chime in for a second.
Okay.
Matt and I both, this idea that I didn't do anything about getting press passes, it's not true. Matt did bring the passes and the gear. Matt had all to do with the gear. I'll give you that. He comes. And is it incredibly IPT or disgustingly IPT that we go through this whole process to get our precious little Evan, great alumni of the University of Wisconsin, national radio star, and he doesn't even come to the blanking game? He doesn't even come to see us after we get him all of this stuff? Is that not the most incredibly IPT thing you boys have ever heard? Jason, the floor is yours. Jesse?
Well, first, I had a follow up question because
answer this question first.
I'm not. Well, because it sounds like there's some debate about the accuracy of how you depicted that.
He never showed up. Never came.
Disgustingly IPT.
Yes, yeah. Like more disgusting than getting courtside seats from David Gruber and leaving in the second quarter. Like it's all more than that.
No,
I don't know about that, Jimmy. All right, Jason, follow up.
More importantly, So you got the passes? Not
we did get the passes. Yeah.
Wait a minute. What's we?
I've talked to the people. They
so
said
you,
yes, and then Matt secured and brought the pass.
Okay, but you did. You made the ask.
Yes, we did.
You made the ask.
I got the.
So
ask
is it IPT? Done, yeah. Is it IPT for Matt not to have publicly stated that you asked for the passes so you
no,
would get
I don't
credit
care about all that listen all this
well it sounds like you like, kind of do
sounds like
no
you care.
I'm just letting you know the facts of the situation. So I didn't care that Evan blew us off and didn't come. I wasn't mad. I can't speak for everyone else in the booth, and I'm not going to speak for everyone else in the booth, but I think from a bystander standpoint, incredibly disgustingly IPT. That's what I think.
Evan, did you know show? Yeah. Is this an accurate depiction of what occurred?
Yeah, okay. All right. So now let's tell the real story. So months ago, my wife and I, when it was announced, purchased tickets to the Killers here in New York. You just played Caution Coming Back. In fact, I tweeted video at EFCO Radio to you guys
Tausch would have even missed the game for that.
I would have probably skipped the game.
Hold on. So I got those tickets months ago. The ESPN Radio College Football Tour, which was an amazing setup. It was diagonal from where Jesse was broadcasting from for the ESPN Wisconsin game day on Saturday, had an opening. Rashad Jennings, who played for the Giants, was on Dancing with the Stars, was unavailable that weekend. So they called me like a month ago and said, hey, would you be interested, since you went to school in Madison, to fill in? I said, sure, but I can't really go to the game because I have to get back for this concert. I'm not leaving my wife high and dry. So I had a 1 p.m. Central flight out of Dane County, beautiful airport, easy to get in and out. Mm-hmm. And when I was done with the show at 11 o'clock, on Saturday, Jesse can attest to this. I texted Jesse. I said, how long is the walk, would you say? He gave me the approximate time. I said, well, that's going to be too long. I took a Jonathan Zaslow, ESPN radio host, and I took an Uber to the stadium. I'm literally in the stadium with my luggage, drenched in sweat. It was like 90 degrees on Saturday.
It was.
The sea of red was so grand, I could not physically get to the press box entrance. Once I finally did, the elevator took forever. It was closing in on 11:30 at that point. Unfortunately, I think Tyler Van Dyke already got hurt, and I had to get to the airport. I was in the stadium. I tried to get to Tausch. In fact, I texted Tausch multiple times to no response. Where is the best entrance?
I'm trying to call a game, so I'm sorry I can't respond.
Oh, you're not calling a game. You didn't even know there. Alabama until the night before.
All right, continue.
So I did my best. Jason, he would have a grief if there was no proof of effort. There is proof of effort. You can get Zaslow on the phone. Jesse and Tausch can convey text messages to
Jason,
prove my effort.
What does Brad Childress always say? What does Brad Childress always say?
Schism.
Schism, but yes.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, the game room's closed.
Effort with results. And Evan, you didn't.
That's
do
fair.
It.
That was the quote we were looking for.
So
by the
is
way.
It? I,
so
Jason,
basically, it's
I know
couch,
you're scared
couch.
Of Evan. I know you're scared of Evan, but
oh, well,
you have to admit.
He ripped me yesterday. He ripped me on the show yesterday. You weren't there.
Well, I ripped you and praised you in the same breath. But all right, maybe not. All right, I do want to take advantage of you being, as much as I would love to continue you getting after old boy, because you know that's my favorite thing we do
IPT?
Every week.
Was it incredibly IPT or disgustingly IPT, Jason?
Don't confuse effort with results.
Well, you know whether what, Tausch, the good results we had on Saturday, I guess, masked no effort by you all day.
I guess.
Or Friday, I should say.
Whatever.
Can I just say one other thing? I want to say one other thing.
No, you can't.
I was about to compliment you. I was about to compliment
then let's
you.
Do
well,
it.
Then definitely
okay, then
don't.
Let's do it. Yes, do it.
Okay. This is important. And okay. The people all around the state of Wisconsin need to understand something here.
Yeah.
Tausch ordered an appetizer I had never had. That was one of the great appetizers I have ever had. And that's coming off of the shrimp at Bucket Honey.
It's a great,
unreal.
It's a great app. Yeah. The
tell
shrimp
everybody
at
what
Honey's,
you ordered.
The shrimp at Bucket Honey's is top notch. Like,
unreal.
It is one of the top appetizers.
Unreal.
In this,
oh, my
yes.
God. But I was saying also the tornado one.
Yeah. It's like a scallop in mashed potatoes. I don't know exactly what's all in it, but it's in like a shell of something. And then there's great creamy mashed potatoes with scallops right in there. It's a phenomenal app.
Sack.
Yes.
And then, by the way, it looked like it was done, and then it made its way back to Tausch and I, and both of us were scraping
it. Yeah, we finished
it. It was the bottom of the earth. So we were just looking for more of it. Oh, was that good?
Yeah, it was good. It's always a great meal. All right, Evan,
did we make the wrong move not ordering the $110 crab legs, by the way?
Yeah, we did not do that this time. Last question for me. So, as a quarterback that threw 8 interceptions, what would have happened had Josh Myers or whatever? Do you remember your center's name in that game that was snapping
you? Sandeep Dhiman. I remember.
Okay.
He hated me.
Sandeep Dhiman, if he had vomited on a football and you took it, what does Evan Cohen, the quarterback, you probably still throw it, right? You're not going to take a hit. What are you doing?
Maybe I could actually claim all of the balls I threw were vomited on, and that's why I threw the interception. I think this is one of the great. I think this is one of the great moments in Packers history. I really do. I mean, I think that we could talk about Rodgers and Favre and Starr and Lambeau and everything about it, Miss Lombardi. Vomiting on a football is just a fascinating thing as to what happened, how it happened. I mean, it really is just a remark.
No doubt. Ouch,
are you jealous of this? Are you disgusted
No, I think it's awesome.
This?
I love it. No, I love it. When I was on with the boys on Wisconsin's Morning News this morning, they asked, did defensive linemen like freak out about it? I said, no, the goofiest and best part of this is nobody even flinched. If you watch it, the D linemen weren't like disgusted and going, ooh, I'm not going to rush the passer. They're like, yeah, this is all part of the deal. There's some disgusting stuff that happens. This is child's play for the guys on the line. It wasn't even a big deal.
Yeah, Jesse, you should really puke during the show to really motivate Jason and Mark. I mean, do your job. Will you please?
I'm going to be honest. If he does, I'll be like, oh, what? Jesse, all right. All right, Hunter, get in here. We got show to do. Let's go. That's how it works.
Nobody's going to stop the show, though. That's for sure. It's just like the Rex didn't stop the game.
Yep, next man up.
All right, Evan, before we let you go, I am curious because I was listening to you and Canty and Smalls talk with Jeff Saturday on my drive down. We're going to get into this a little bit further coming up. The Packers, exquisite game plan, right? Run the ball effectively. Yeah. Just a thing of beauty. What the hell do they do now? That's essentially what I asked LaFleur yesterday. When you look at how good it went, there's no way in God's green earth that the Tennessee Titans are going to allow the Packers to do that to them. So how skeptical are you of the Packers being able to come up with yet another game plan that will allow them to not have Malik Willis get them beat?
Very good question, Jason. I know you're on top of this, obviously, like reporting on both, I mean, on the Packers, but also understanding the opponent. The Tennessee Titans actually should be 2-0. Mm-hmm. And I was a supporter of theirs going into the season. I thought they were actually going to be pretty good. So I'll give you the game plan. And Tausch, you and I both play tennis. Sometimes in tennis, your best game plan is let the other player hit the ball out of bounds, mm-hmm. off the court, right? Yep. And in this case, the best Packers game plan is let Will Levis try to beat you and try to turn and make him turn the ball over. It's as simple as that. That is what you need to do. So running the football obviously helps. No mistakes, 12 or 14, Malik Willis helps, obviously. But I think in this specific spot, you say to Jaire Alexander, you need to win the game for us. You know, you say to Xavier McKinney, we got you for a reason. Go win the game from us. You have to get the football from this guy. I know that's simple. Win the turnover battle. Like, yeah, cool. You're not winning the turnover battle when you're going against Tom Brady. That's just not going to happen. This guy will give you the turnover battle. Take
Except in the NFC Championship game at Lambeau. They did.
But. Yeah, who won that?
Yeah, that's – yeah.
If you're going to win the turnover
–
if you're going to win the turnover battle – if you're going to win the turnover battle with Will Levis, your own quarterback can't turn the ball over. And if it's Malik Willis and they're stopping the run, he's going to have to throw the football. And then we'll see
how that plays out. Remember this. Jason, I think the best game plan, the most disciplined game plan, most impressive game plan
Bill
I
Belichick
have ever seen.
Monday night.
You're damn right. Against the Buffalo Bills. Do it. You know, what did he it was 46 of 49 plays. I think he ran the football.
Yes. ESPN Stats and Information had this. Rob Domofsky passed it along to me. The Packers' run percentage, which was like 88% in the game on Sunday, the only game in the NFL in the last 10 years where a team had a higher running percentage was that game you just mentioned, which was like 94% run plays by Bill Belichick in that game. All right, Evan, we got to let you go so you can get ready for your next dinner with Tausch. I can't wait to hear the update on that.
I'm having a meal with an ex-Badger player right now, literally on the way to an ex-Badger player lunch right now. I'm trying to replace Tausch.
There you go. Good luck.
We've got Bulaga lined up in case he decides to stay in California, and we have to replace him on this show.
Up on the other side.
I'm sure you do. Thanks, Evan.
You want to go down that road?
Well, who you got lined up, old boy?
Well, I got people.
We got people.
You also have Coors Lights, although not right now, because it's only 7:58 in the morning.
Well, don't tell me I can't have a Coors Light brewed with a three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged because it's made to chill. And I will make sure that those mountains are blue. That's when I know it is chilled to perfection after a perfect game, perfectly called game plan by Matt LaFleur and the Pack. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
We're getting a couple of good responses to our checklist or your bucket list for doing something as a Wisconsin sports fan. We'll get some of those on the other side. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Thanks, Devin Cohen. I don't understand why they couldn't put a fifth chair at a table. I've never been to that restaurant. I'm not cool enough or wealthy enough.
There's not just like chairs. The place was packed.
Tight quarters.
Like, the fact that Curly got us in was unbelievable. Like, there were Alabama people. No, I couldn't. Kudos to Curly. Listen.
Well, you didn't try. You might have had you tried. Fair.
I don't need judgment from you. I don't need to be judged.
I'm not. I just want to accurately depict what you didn't do.
I didn't need to. Curly hooked us up. Great. I'm appreciative of Curly. Mm-hmm. And then we pushed. And no, we can't just go grab a chair. This isn't like a Saturday afternoon at like some picnic. Hey, can you get – there were no chairs. If there was, we would have jammed in there. Mm-hmm. But there wasn't.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I want to get to what they do next in terms of a game plan. I know Jesse is really excited to do power rankings before he leaves, but we may not be able to pull that off for him before Wooly comes out of the bullpen.
I can tell you this. Carolina is god-awful. They're 32nd. I promise you, Jesse, I will promise you they're 32, and my guess is the Giants are 31. And then after that, I mean, you talk about Carolina, and then tier it another probably seven drops, Giants. And then from there, I don't even know who else is close to being that bad.
Okay. Well, there you go. We've done our Power Rankings Tuesday. We've covered that ground.
Carolina might be – Carolina, and I know they switch quarterbacks.
Andy Dalton.
What a blank show, that blank an owner. Like, what a blank show.
He is right, by the way. Carolina 32, Giants 31. There's not like eight spaces of the article in between
them.
There
should
but...
be. There should be like they should be on their own page. That's how bad they are.
Well, get us on the same page and tell us about Prize Picks, which I'm pretty sure
had a good.
Both of you guys had a good weekend.
Yes, indeed, I did. Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. Easiest and most exciting way to play. And you know what? All you do, pick more or less 2 to 6 player stat projections. I went with a 4-piece nug this week. I think I forgot to text Jesse. I went Deshaun Watson less. That came in. Daniel Jones, that was a gimme. My boy Narvi. Narvi, 1.5 field goals. And if he could make all of his kicks, it would have doubled what his projections were. And, of course, Caleb Williams with his 0.5. So Old T had a heck of a weekend. You can too. Sign up today. Get $50 instantly when you play for $5. And you don't even need to win. You can get that $50 bonus. Download the PrizePicks app today. Use code WI for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code WI on PrizePicks for a deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks, run
your
game.
10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch starts in 2 minutes. Stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.